yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Phil Maton might be one of the most underrated trade deadline acquisitions in the entire world of baseball. Yeah, the relief pitcher for the New York Mets has been nails for the Mets. 20 and two-thirds innings, 4 runs allowed, 22 strikeouts, just 5 walks. That would be a 0.82 whip, 1.74 ERA, and the Mets got him. You know what they got him for? They get him for cash. Cash considerations from the Tampa Bay Rays. So a great, great move. I can't even believe I'm saying it. Purchasing Phil Maton, relief pitcher from the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, they did it early, July 9th. Great move by the Mets. Absolutely great move. So we wanted to sit down and talk to Phil about one of our favorite things to talk about the dynamic of being traded, and also another one of the favorite things to talk about, the dynamic of pitching for the Tampa Bay Rays and then going to another organization. One of the things that he jumps out in this interview is the difference in analytics and the presentation of analytics compared to the Rays and the Mets. I find this fascinating because we focus so much on the secret sauce of the Rays. Well, maybe we should start focusing on the secret sauce of the Mets. They've been that good. Phil Maton's been that good. All right, well, here you go. Baseball isn't boring on the go. Here's Phil.
There's nobody I'd rather be talking to right now. Nobody, Phil Maton. So, It's true. It's true because, first of all, I like to talk to creative, good relief pitchers. This podcast actually was built on a very creative. The person who owns the LLC to this, I didn't tell you this, Joe Kelly, who owns the LLC to this. So,
cool, that's awesome.
He's very creative and you know, and good. So, anyway, we like to talk to relief pitchers. So, I wanted to talk to you, if I could, about sort of the art or the dynamics of being dealt at the deadline. It's a weird thing. I've talked to a lot of guys about being traded. Being traded is a weird thing just because you're happy because somebody wants you, but you're leaving your guys behind, right? Yeah. And when you're with the Rays, you're like, okay, let's go. Like, you know, spring training, April, May, and everything else. So what was that like when did you expect it, I guess?
Yeah, I feel like as a reliever, like, you kind of always expect it, just so it doesn't completely blindside you when it does. It's usually more of the surprise of where you're actually going. It was kind of crazy. I mean, we figured there'd be a little bit more pressure kind of at the deadline. When my buddy Savali, he got traded just a little bit before I did, so that's kind of when we realized that Tampa was going to start dealing some guys.
Were you hanging on? I mean, at that point, were you? Because everybody, people in the clubhouse is like, oh, we just got to take care. But you're sort of gauging where you are, right? Like, and so when one guy gets dealt, we're like, okay, we know where we are.
Yeah, but it's still like with Tampa, though, they're notorious for trading guys and making their team better, even though it may seem like they're selling, but they just do an outstanding job of continuing to put good personnel onto their roster. So, yeah, with Tampa, I never really feel like it's a sell. They're constantly always improving their roster. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that's just part of being a reliever. Like, you just have to expect to get traded. But, you know, finding out we're coming to the Mets, obviously coming to New York, it's a little bit more difficult to find an apartment here than in St. Pete. A little bit more expensive, too. But
things that you do not figure out.
No, and it's really fortunate to have your wife to do all that kind of stuff for you. And
ask, were you able to execute that? Or
yeah, no.
Give me the 30 for 30 behind.
It was very difficult. Yeah. We were a little too quick. We jumped the gun and got a unit before we even showed up. And it just ended up not working out for us. So we had to get out of that lease. And then now we're in another apartment. It's great. Love it. Have views of Manhattan. It's super cool.
Look how everything works out for you.
Yeah, no, and it's. I feel like I've been saying this to everybody. It's like it's. We've always loved coming here to visit and play the New York teams, but you know, you never really know if you're gonna like actually like living in New York. Yeah. But it's. We've loved it. It's been great. Like obviously, there's a lot of stuff to do, a lot of things to see,
and you're good.
We're trying to maximize that.
And you're good. And it's like a big crowd, and you're like it's electric and all that.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's. This is always an exciting place to like come and pitch at. Really cool stadium. I mean, it's obviously in the middle of the hunt too. That makes it a lot more fun. So yeah, no, fans have been awesome. It's been loud every night, and I don't know. I'm really excited to see how it is like actually when it really gets down to crunch time.
So, the cliche question I like asking one guy: where you found out when you were traded? Sometimes people are in movies. Sometimes you're shagging. I don't know. Sometimes they're playing car. I don't know. Where were you?
I was on my phone in my locker.
You were just like, oh, really?
Yeah. No, we were just. Just gotten in from playing catch, probably a similar time to like right now, and you know the normal. What do I do for 3 hours as a reliever before this game starts? Kind of scenario, and Cash called me in, and was in New York.
Oh, you get the text
half, day,
come on.
Day and a half later, yeah.
You get the text to say, like, come on in?
Oh, no, he grabbed me.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just come and grab me.
Oh,
you
okay,
know?
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
I haven't got that one yet. It's usually they come grab you, and it's like, I think you're in trouble or something, going to the principal's office.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you don't know. So anyway, so when you do that, you get the apartment, you do this, all this stuff. And coming from Tampa is an interesting thing because I've had on Snyder last year, Diekman, like, I asked Diekman about, what's the secret sauce of pitching in Tampa? Throw strike one, throw your best pitcher strike one, 90-whatever%, okay? But coming from Tampa is unique because Tampa is unique. And then you come here, every place is unique. How are the two places been unique for you?
I think the biggest thing with Tampa is as you get there, and I was very excited to see the analytical side. You know, what do they do very well? Couldn't have been happier to sign somewhere like that because I feel like most pitchers go there and they get better. They do an outstanding job with pitcher development. The staff there is outstanding, and that's exactly what it was. I was very happy to work with all those guys, and I had a really rough stretch about a month before I got traded over here, and if I didn't have Snyder and those guys, like I feel like it just would have been a complete meltdown, but they got my mechanics back where they needed to be, got my pitch usage back to where it needed to be, and I can't say enough good things about those guys. But then kind of getting over here, very analytical, a lot of data.
Really? It's not good or bad, but is it on par with sort of like the Rays? Maybe it's more, maybe it's less?
It's just all different. It's all presented in a different way.
Okay, interesting.
Kind of getting different reports. It's always curious to see how teams prepare differently. Like, we kind of have heat maps for each hitter based on our pitches. And getting that from our staff and just being able to kind of, like, cross-reference that with kind of what I see with video and kind of the prep work that I do. But it's been great. I mean, I feel like any resource that you need, they can go out and find it here. Hef and all the guys, like, you know, they're doing a really good job of kind of making sure that I'm not falling back into the same pattern I was in earlier this year. And, they've been great. I can't say enough good things about these guys.
But you have to accept it and you have to execute it. You know, you've been really, as we sit here, you've been really, really good. And so I would imagine that you've accepted the information and you've executed it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the reality is I don't have a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Like, I need to know where what lanes I throw to, who I can throw it to, and I have to trust that. I can't just rear back and throw it down the middle and hope for the best. I need to have the best information possible, watch a lot of video, and I need to know what I'm doing to put myself in a good position to have success.
Well, and the last thing is, and I know you've been asked about this, about Lindor, Francisco Lindor. I'm not going to ask you to say, hey, who should be MVP, because you got to tell your teammate no matter what. So, but still, what about Lindor don't people appreciate now that you've been with him for just over a month?
Yeah, and I saw it too in Cleveland when I was there. It's I try to make a habit to see where the infield shifted before I make a pitch, and I think kind of the big thing that always stands out to me is that he's always out there. Like, he plays every day. The energy's up every day. There's never a situation where it doesn't look like he's ready. You're getting the absolute absolute most out of him every day, whether that's on the field or at the plate. So, you know, I can't say enough good things about, one, his defense. That's the first thing pitchers will say about their teammates. But, you know, just absolutely grinding out at-bats, you know, just doing absolutely everything possible to help us win. So doing that day in, day out for us, I mean, I think that's my biggest sell
most
for him.
Underrated stat, games played. That's what
Oh, I mean, it's really tough. I mean, even... I mean, it's easier for a reliever to say, you know, we play 67 times a year, but, you know, there's a lot of days where I'm sure he doesn't want to be out there, but we couldn't tell. I mean, he just goes to war out there, battles every pitch, and, I can't say enough good things about that.
Are we been asking everyone, dancing at weddings?
I'm sorry?
Dancing at weddings, hot or not, you dance at weddings.
Oh, no, I just drink at weddings.
Excellent answer.